Hey everyone, thanks for listening to One Word to Live By, my new podcast commentary on the Bible. Since this is my very first podcast, I think it's necessary to briefly explain why I decided to start doing this. It's simple. As with any preacher, I have three reasons. Number one, this is a way for me to chronicle my journey through Scripture and track the amazing truth of God's Word, which is forming me, my faith, and my future every single day. Number two, by God's grace, I really hope that this will be a blessing to those who listen. I trust that through the Holy Spirit's work, what I say here will impact my listeners where they're at and with the exact truth they desperately need to hear. And number three, well, you'll have to stay tuned for number three. I've got you curious enough to listen this far, and I might as well use that to make you listen to the rest of my podcast. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump right into God's Word. Since this is my first podcast on the Bible, I thought what better place to start than 2 Timothy 3:16. And so I want to read that passage of Scripture, but I'm going to go all the way to chapter 4, verse 2. It says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." Many of us perhaps have heard this passage read multiple times. And we, because of our faith in Christ and in his word, we've come to believe that Scripture truly is God-breathed. We know that it's useful for training in righteousness, for rebuking, for correcting, for teaching. But there's something new that stuck out to me, and that's what I'd like to focus on today. It's in verse 17, which says, "So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Now, I want to focus in on that word equipped. The word itself, by definition, is a very active term. For example, it's up to a soldier to pick up his weapon and his shieldry to prepare for battle. It's up to an athlete to prepare for the race in order to win. In the same way, it's very important for us to think about our pursuit of the Word of God as more than simple intake. It must be a time of equipping ourselves to be the kind of disciples Christ has called us to be. Or as Paul puts it here, to be equipped for every good work. Ask yourself what it would look like if you began to think of your quiet time in the morning, the time in which you approach the Word of God, as more than just intake, as more than just reading, hearing what the Word of God has to say, but actually equipping yourself, actually taking on the armor of God, actually preparing yourself for the battles you'll be facing that day, to win over the temptations that you'll be confronted with. How different would our quiet time be? How different would our pursuit of the Word of God be if we began to view our time in the Word as a time in which we equip ourselves and prepare ourselves for the spiritual tasks at hand? Now, even though chapter 3 ends here, the passage goes on, and most of you guys may know the Word of God is inspired. However, the chapter and verse delineations are not, and I believe this passage is a prime example of that. Because after declaring this truth, that the Word of God is inspired and that it is profitable for rebuking, for correcting, for teaching, for training in righteousness, Paul goes on to give Timothy a very passionate charge. Just listen to the way that he builds up this charge. In the presence of God, in the presence of Christ Jesus, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom. In other words, all the things that he's mentioning here tells us that the charge that he's about to give to Timothy is of universal and eternal importance. And here's what that charge is. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage. Does this sound familiar to any of you guys? Didn't we just read this in verse 16? Paul has a very clear message here, and it's all centered on the Word of God. And we cannot grasp that message unless we first understand our need to equip ourselves for everyday life with the Word of God. By the way, have you ever asked yourself, what does it mean when Paul talks about in season and out of season? I mean, it sounds nice and poetic and stuff, but what really, how do we apply that practically? Well, a friend of mine recently pointed out to me just how practical our interpretation of that phrase in season and out of season can be. For example, you think of a fruit tree. There are seasons that the tree goes through where it's bearing fruit, right? And then there are also seasons like summer where it's a time to gather the nutrients, to grow, to receive. There are also seasons when you go through a dry spell where it's cold outside and where you're not seeing the fruit that you want to be seeing. And in the same way, we go through different seasons of life. We go through seasons where we see the fruit, and then we go through seasons where we don't see the fruit. And so the practical application of this phrase, in season and out of season, becomes very clear to us. Preach the word no matter what season you're going through. When your friend at work is not responding as eagerly to the gospel as you'd like them to, preach the word. When your spouse, your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister chooses to remain in the world despite your most sincere efforts to lead them to Christ, preach the word. When you're discouraged about your own walk with the Lord, preach the word. When you're surrounded by the evidence of God's faithfulness, forgiveness, and grace, even then, preach the word. There is never a wrong season to preach the word, because God is always faithful to his word. He has told us, cast your bread on the water, and you will find it after many days. We will not sow without reaping the benefits of the word of God. And so we're left with this passionate charge from Paul. Preach the word in season and out of season. Start to think about how you need to be equipping yourself every single day to preach the word so that the spiritual battle may be won, so that we may find our strength in Jesus Christ, so that the kingdom may be expanded, and so that ultimately we will be obedient disciples of Jesus. But let's start with changing the way we think about approaching the Word of God. Let's start with viewing it as a time to equip ourselves for the mission that he's given us. Paul goes on to tell us how in the last days, there's going to come a time when men will not put up with sound doctrine. And that brings me to my third reason for doing this podcast. We need more opportunities and more mediums to confront the spiritual battles ahead of us, in which people are intentionally drowning out the ring of truth. We as saints need to be better equipped to lovingly proclaim the truth in season and out of season. And I believe it starts with being impacted by how relevant and how real the truth of God's word is. That's why I want to challenge you to come on this journey with me, to go through the Word of God. I promise these podcasts won't be long, but I do pray that they will inspire us to cling to the Word of God and to equip ourselves with it every day. Because without it, we cannot live the life of a disciple. We need to immerse ourselves in the Word of God, and we need to be intentional about not only taking in, but as a result of what we take in, equipping ourselves to do the work that God has called us to do. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you that we are confident, based on what we read here, that it is God-breathed. It is inspired by you. I pray, Father, that you would give us the mindset that approaches your word with an eager heart to equip ourselves to be the disciples that you've called us to be, to walk in obedience like you've called us to preach the word in season and out of season. I pray for each and every one of my listeners today, God. I pray that you would meet them where they're at. I pray that you would challenge them with your word, not with my words. And I pray, Father, that you help us to live obedient to this charge that we've been given in your word, to preach the word in all seasons. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to say thanks again for listening. I hope you are blessed by today's commentary on 2 Timothy 3:16. One of the main things I hope to accomplish through this podcast is to get the word out there to saints who need to be encouraged by the word and to sinners who need to be confronted with the word and surrender to Jesus Christ. So please don't forget to subscribe to the One Word to Live By podcast and make sure to tell your friends about it. I am praying for all of you and hope you have a blessed week equipping yourselves with the Word of God. God bless. Jesus,